Hey, good morning everyone. I'm KJ. So today, July 28th, happy Wednesday. So how it's doing everybody? So it's 8 a.m. right now in South California, Huntington Beach, and I'm just leaving at office. So today I'm gonna be office all day. So because I have some important in-person meeting, and also my wife is going to be out all day. So that is why I decided to go to office today. So actually last week I also was at office one day, and I'm just starting to back to office gradually, but probably until September once a day, and after September Labor Day holiday, I think the company will give us some guideline regarding the back to office. But I believe that not every day we don't need to go to office. So probably the company give us some hybrid option, like a couple of days a week need to go to office or something like that. So that is why. So we are still waiting that guideline from management team. And probably since we have a whole meeting, one whole meeting. Well, whole meeting means the meeting, so which is take part in every employee once a year. So maybe there, so some announce is coming. Yeah, I believe. So, but I think I've been already working at home since 2020 winter March after pandemic. So I'm not frustrating to work at home. So that is why I recognized actually pros and cons to work with office, to work from office and from home actually. So today I'd like to investigate, not investigate, so identify so what is the pros and con of the working at home. Yeah, so maybe my this kind of conversation it's happening a lot of place, and probably a lot of opinions, but my please understand. So this is just my point of view and my opinion. Yeah. So first of all, the pros. So of course, so when we work at office, so we need to commute by car, especially in United States here. And so in my case, it takes about 30 minutes from my home to office by commuting car. By driving car. So that is why it takes the 1 hour total at least to commute at office. So it's just 1 hour, but 1 hour is very important for me currently, because I'm currently studying MBA, and also of course working every day, and I have a little kid's baby, so I need to take care of baby. So that is why this 1 hour is really, really important for me. Yeah. So that's why, so we can save the time. And the saving the time is a really big advantage for the working at home. Yeah. Maybe this is the biggest point for me, I think. Yeah. And another thing is, again, so I need to take care of baby currently, and so my wife and me is spending in United States right now, and we are not native English speaker and we are not US people, so that is why there are a lot of questions and a lot of things happening that we unexpected, right? So that is why, so when so something we didn't expect it happened, so I can help my wife soon if I work at home, right? So that is a really also great advantage for the working at home. And again, so I have a baby. Since I have a baby, so I can take care of baby if necessary. Yeah, soon, right? So it's a really great advantage for me as well. And so another point is maybe virtual meeting opportunities. So this is also having a pros and cons when it comes to the virtual meeting. But I think at least the current and the current technology, the virtual opportunity is really, really comfortable for me, because I think that compared with the in-person meeting, having taking a mask, everybody, is really difficult to understand what they are talking about. Yeah, especially in English. And instead of the in-person meeting with taking a mask, the virtual meeting is really comfortable for me, because the voice sound is really clear, and there is also almost no time lag, and also if we can turn on the camera, we can see the face, right, each other. So that is why, so I think the virtual opportunity, virtual meeting is called SB, yeah, is able to make our conversation more comfortable, and also drive our interactive conversation. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But on the other hand, so I'm going to talk about the cons, the negative point. So of course, the virtual meeting is a little bit difficult. There are some difficult point, of course. So as I said, the virtual meeting is able to so make us comfortable. However, probably in-person meeting is more being able to feel the person's, how can I say, insight from the face, and also the atmosphere, right? So unfortunately, so we cannot feel anything regarding the atmosphere or the what they are thinking about from face. Yeah, so that is why, yeah, probably more the in-person meeting makes us more more reality, I think. Yeah, I don't know what this is appropriate word or not, but more, I think we can feel more human, yeah, human being, yeah. So maybe That point is a big disadvantage for the team's meeting. And also, I think, back to the processing, so virtual meeting, Teams meeting, is able to share the document very easily, and so we can see the screen very quickly. So that is why, yeah, that's really comfortable for me, I think. Yeah. And so the another thing that I would like to point out as a cons, negative side when it comes to the work from home is the conversation. Yeah, of course. So this is the biggest point for me, for the cons point. So when we are at office, so we can have a conversation with our colleagues. So other than the meeting time, right? So we have a desk, even we have a box as well. But yeah, we can talk each other whenever we want, and probably we can go to lunch together. And the conversation opportunity is a really, really, drastically increased than work from home opportunity. Yeah, so this is probably my opinion. However, yeah, this is a really important thing, especially so before my family coming back from Japan, so I was alone working from home. So at that time, I felt really lonely, and I wanted to have a conversation with somebody. However, probably if I was at office at that time, so I can have a conversation with colleagues, and that kind of conversation obviously helped me to feel better. But I didn't have that opportunity at the time. So that is why, I was really struggling to have a conversation with someone. Yeah. Okay, so, I think that point is really difficult for the working from home. But totally, So right now I'm thinking the hybrid option is really helpful for me when it comes to the both of the family care and efficient working style. Yeah, I think. Okay, so thank you very much for listening today. And I'm still driving, heading to office. But see you tomorrow. Bye.